This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الحمد لله, we're in the first day of Ramadan for 2019, and it's a beautiful, beautiful alhamdulillah morning. Inshallah, my aim is over the next 30 days, 29 or 30 days of Ramadan, that we will gather together virtually as we are and study a dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which can either be a verse of the Quran or something that he would be inspired by Allah to invoke him through. And this is meant to be as Ramadan therapy. All of us, subhanAllah, enter the month of Ramadan with pain. All of us enter with something that is missing. There's either a financial constraint or a health worry. There's something that keeps us late at night with regards to our children or our loved ones. There's always something that you and I have. And the Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith, "Al-mu'min lahu sudah." Every believer has something that keeps him awake, that gives him a headache. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us those regular small headaches rather than the major pain that is inflicted upon those who have strayed from the path of truth and guidance of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our hope, inshallah, is that we're going to learn 30 dua that we can ponder, reflect upon, and more importantly, learn to apply. So the first dua comes from the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. There's narrations about the virtue of this ayah, this magnificent ayah, ayat al-Kursi, the ayah that refers to the Kursi of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, first, I want you to know its virtue. Ayat al-Kursi, a'azamu ayatin fi kitabillah. The Prophet ﷺ said it is the greatest verse in the Quran because it is a verse that is revealed to tell you about who is Allah. In fact, the very first word of Ayat al-Kursi is Allah. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Second is that it contains what is referred to by many of the ulama as ismullahi al-azam. It may contain Allah's greatest combination of names that is put together in our request of him. In the hadith of Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are three surahs that if you recite them, either any one of them, they contain Allah's greatest name. Alladhi idha du'ya bihi ajab. So Abu Umama said, I looked into the three surahs that the Prophet mentioned, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Taha. And I found that the only thing that those three surahs had that weren't found in other surahs in terms of the names of Allah is the term Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Ayat Al-Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyu al-qayyum, la ta'khudhu sinatun wa la nawm, lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnih. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. In Surah Ali Imran, it begins, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, Allah, La ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. In Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا. In the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih Bukhari, that he was visited by someone who taught him, and the Prophet conferred that this was a correct teaching, even though the one who spoke to him is normally a deceiver and a misleader, that the one who recites Ayat al-Kursi, the Prophet ﷺ agreed in the evening time, that an angel stands at his guard, protecting him until the morning. The one who reads it in the morning, an angel stands guard until the nighttime falls. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is no home, la baytin, no home where ayatul kursi is recited in it, and that the shaitan has a place and an abode to live in, that they flee from the recitation of ayatul kursi, and they flee from the recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah. In fact, many ulama say that the preference of reciting Surah Al-Baqarah is because of ayatul kursi being in it. Because Ayat al-Kursi is a'zamu ayah, the one that tells us best about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. There is none that we worship other than He. So let's mechanize this. We've understood that it is a healing. It was used as a medicine by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his Sahaba. It is a protection from the seen and unseen forces. In the authentic hadith of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that let yourself be protected from shayateen al-ins wal-jinn, from the devils of the humankind, as well as the unseen nefarious jinn forces. And the Prophet subscribed to him and prescribed to him Ayat al-Kursi to be recited in his evenings and his mornings. So let's mechanize the way to use it. First, the moment you wake up and you have made the mention of Allah, made the dhikr of Allah, made wudu and made your salah, let your reading of Ayat al-Kursi commence. The Prophet ﷺ says in an authentic hadith that there is a person who reads Kursi. That because of the reading of Ayat al-Kursi, after every one of your five compulsory prayers, that your place in Jannah is guaranteed. So make that into your daily routine. It should be a part of your morning adhkar, Ayat al-Kursi in the morning. What is the intention when you read? Three things: that Allah blesses you with its nearness to Him through it, that you grow in love to Allah. Number two, that Allah protects you as a consequence of your belief in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, that it is something that is a protection for your household and those who will feel the radiation from you of its blessing and barakah. Ayat al-Kursi in the morning. After number two, after every salah. Number three, عِنْدَ أَيِّ خَوْفٍ, at the moment of any fear, fear of envy, fever, fear of the evil eye, fear of illness, unwellness, whatever it may be, make sure that you recite Ayat al-Kursi. Number four, that you recite it before you sleep. And the Prophet ﷺ would recite it anytime after Salatul Maghrib, but in particular in his bed. As he would sit in his bed, he would bring his hands together. He would recite Surah Al-Fatiha. In other narrations, he would recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ عُذْبُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقُ قُلْ عُذْبُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ three times each, Surah Al-Fatiha seven times. Or he would also recite the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is something we will study later, and also recite Ayat al-Kursi in your place of bed, in your place of retirement. So read it at night. So we've said five daily prayers in the morning, in the evening, at any time that you feel something is not right, at any time you're feeling unwell. Now Ayat al-Kursi can also be a medicine. And what you would do is you would recite it, cup it into your hand, breathe into your hands, and touch the part, just say you have a neck pain, you would touch your actual skin with it, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal you. Those are from the spiritual remedies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran is also shifa'un lima fi sudur. It is a healing to that which is in the chest. That when you believe in the message of Ayat al-Kursi, that when you come to understand it, that you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is never slumbers, never sleeps, always awake. He is al-hayy, his existence is the reason for our existence, and he is al-qayyum, the one who is establishing everything that is he has brought into existence. La ta'khudhu sinatun wa la nawm, lahu ma fis samawati wal ard. To him belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth, including you, including your problems and your difficulties. Nothing is beyond him subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. No one can speak before him. No one can change something in front of him except that which he has ordered, subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can intercede on another's behalf. No one can change their own fate except through him. And one of the reasons we recite it is to change of our fate something that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring healing for or cure for. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are faizeen in this blessed month of Ramadan. Finally, له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. What's before us, what's behind us, what's to come and what has come. He knows our pain and our sorrow, and with him subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cure and the healing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who with him is the dominion of the heavens and the earth, وسع كرسي السماوات والأرض, that the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than all that is in the heavens and the earth. All of them are nothing but a ring within it, within the magnificence of the creation of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his knowledge and power to assist us in all that which we ail in and all that which we find difficult, and to bless us in our days and our nights. Allahumma ameen. Ramadan therapy with your brother Yahya Ibrahim. This is day one of the month of Ramadan. I pray, inshallah, that Allah gives us many more, that we can study the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جزاكم الله عنا خير. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم، وصلي اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.